From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Scientists say they've reached an important milestone in their quest to actually build a life form. They have synthesized a bacteria's entire chromosome from its chemical building blocks. Soon, they hope to activate those genes and create living, multiplying bacteria. Eventually, synthetic organisms may help produce fuels, chemicals, and medicines. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
There's a whole new field starting up called synthetic biology. The idea is to take biotechnology to the next level by not just moving genes around, but building biological machinery from scratch. Scientists have already assembled virus genomes from chemical building blocks. Now they're on to bacteria. A research team at the J. Craig Venter Institute outside Washington, D.C. has set its sights on a bacterium called Mycoplasma genitalium. This simple organism has just a few hundred genes to begin with, and a complete genetic code that's about 500,000 letters long, more than 1,000 times smaller than a human's. Venter says the idea was to synthesize this genome by assembling those 500,000 letters in gene-making machines.
In this entire process, started with four bottles of chemicals containing what's represented by A, C, G, and T.
That is the chemical building blocks of DNA. Gene machines turned out 101 relatively small snippets of DNA, each representing about 1% of the genetic code of this bacterium. Venter's colleagues then put those snippets in bacteria, which multiplied like crazy and served as copy machines for those pieces. Then, gradually, using bacteria and finally yeast cells, they stitched together those 101 pieces in the correct order. Then they read back the genetic code to make sure that they had made a true copy of the natural chromosome. They reported that success in the online edition of Science magazine. But what they have not been able to do, as yet, is to put this chromosome into a cell and get the cell to use that genetic information to start functioning and reproducing. Venter says this is the next big hurdle in the research.
There are multiple barriers for this. It's not just a slam dunk, or we would be announcing it today.
But his lab has some ideas about how to do this. Venter says he'd be surprised and disappointed if he can't succeed sometime this year. And he has quite an impressive track record in science. Most famously, he was instrumental in the effort to sequence the human genome. Eventually, Venter wants to use this method to create new versions of this bacterium so he can ultimately understand how its genes all work. And if the Venter lab can do that, they can then start to build radically different organisms from the ground up.
We could enter into a new design phase of biology by actually constructing chromosomes of a more specific nature for a more specific purpose.
Venter's lab, like others, is focusing now on designer bacteria that can help combat global warming by creating more environmentally friendly fuels from plant materials. George Church at Harvard Medical School is also interested in engineering bacteria that can do this, but he's not convinced that you need to build them from scratch.
And in fact, most of the proposals on the table really involve somewhere less than 100 changes.
And making individual changes to the bacteria's genes isn't too tough, he says. Church sees a great deal of potential in synthetic biology, but he says technologies also have risks, so we need to be sure this one doesn't end up being used for nefarious purposes, such as engineering more deadly germs. Richard Harris, NPR News.